Episode 132.
They get to really learn who we are. They think that this is amazing. They said this needed to be done a long time ago. We needed to come together as an industry. I need these qualified, quality people to come work for me.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to On Point from Remarkable Results Radio, and a special interview from an auto care industry professional. On Point. Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriato here, and thank you for listening to Remarkable Results Radio, where listening happens on our website, on Apple iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher Radio. And welcome to episode 132 with Courtney Hammer and Katie McQuiston from the Auto Care Association's Job Board. And we're talking jobs and careers in our beloved aftermarket. This episode is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Search for parts, get the latest technical updates, and sign up for their new Garage Rewards loyalty program at their all-new website, fmmotorparts.com. Hey, do you have a story to tell? Feel that your expertise or years of experience needs to be shared? Well, I welcome you to connect with me, and let's get you on the air. Go to remarkableresults.biz/guest or the contact tab on the website, and let's do it, really. Please go ahead and connect. Because if you've worked hard building and creating something from nothing and emerged battle-scarred and successful, the world needs to hear about it. Pay it forward. Now it's time to listen to Courtney Hammer and Katie McQuiston and a great discussion on the value of the Auto Care Association's job board. This is just not a place to post or find an aftermarket job. Yes, you can do all that there, but it's an entire career resource center for the aftermarket. Courtney and Katie discuss millennials, recruitment and retention, social media, and setting up job alerts. They speak on the job board being a repository for all industry scholarship opportunities and a career accelerator guide. You will also learn about the newest recruitment videos to use on your own sites. See the show notes page on the website to see a video and then get the embedded code so you can use it for your own recruitment efforts. Learn how you can support industry recruitment when going to recruit at a school with a best practice guide, fact sheets, and PowerPoints. Hey, they've got it all. And listen as Courtney and Katie talk about the 2016 recruitment guide available on the autocareers.org website. I've got a link on the show notes page. If you work in the automotive aftermarket, this is a must listen. Now, here we go. A warm welcome to Courtney Hammer, Director of Job and Career Development, and Katie McQuiston, Job and Career Development Coordinator, and she's also the staff liaison for the Car Care Council of the Women's Board. Hey, Katie and Courtney, are you ready to go On Point?
Can't wait, Carm.
Perfect, perfect. Hey, we're here to talk about the Auto Care Job Board. And Courtney, it's very exciting to see an aftermarket career resource center. Why does this industry need one?
Well, Carm, the auto care industry at any given time has 300,000 jobs available and employs more than 4.5 million people. We represent 2.2% of the national GDP. These numbers are huge. We are an economic engine that is growing, is recession-proof, and offers job security and a clear path for growth. Historically, there hasn't been one centralized location for the entire aftermarket industry to come together and talk about how great a place it is to work. And we're creating that. The Auto Care Careers is an initiative that anyone in the industry can support and get behind to employ the next generation.
I'm blown away by 300,000 jobs available.
It's big.
Okay, Courtney, give me an overview of the Auto Care Job Board.
We have several different organizations that are part of the job board. CWA was the first organization that had jumped on board. They saw where we were going for the greater benefit of the industry, and they wanted to be part of the program from the get-go. The job board was created to be a network platform, and we have current partnerships with SEMA, Babcock's Media, ASA, HGA Truck Pride, AAAS, and just announced NIADA. So this is much bigger than just one association's effort. It's truly an industry-wide initiative.
So it's really powered by some really big industry players.
That's right, Carm. We found out that auto care can't do it alone. Our association needs the entire industry support to really move that needle when it comes to targeting the younger generation that doesn't know anything about us.
Yeah, I know. Courtney, I've seen the auto care job board referred to as an aftermarket career resource center. How does it work for a job seeker?
So if you're a job seeker, you want to create an account and upload your resume at jobs.autocarecareers.org. Your resume is searchable by any employer that has an active job posting. If there's a particular city, state, job category that you're looking for, you can set up job alerts to be delivered to your inbox telling you that a position matches your criteria.
How's it work for the employer who's looking to fill a position?
So same way, you're going to create an account, upload your job description. There's a posting fee, and the rates and packages are available on the site. The entire process takes about 10 minutes, and a single job posting package is for 30 days.
So this is to be rivaled versus other job entities like Monster, Indeed, ZipRecruiter, and CareerBuilder. So the industry has its own big own job network going.
Yeah, so I think that we're completely different from your mainstream big box job boards. Indeed, Monster, CareerBuilder, they group together automotive jobs and don't separate out aftermarket from OE. What makes us unique is that we are a boutique vertical aftermarket job board. We have all the facets of the industry from heavy duty, light duty, specialty equipment, and any job title from VP level down to entry level truck driver and tons of technician jobs.
Great, great point. So Katie, how many jobs are available on your site in any given month?
Sure. So on average, we're around 300, but we're working on several partnerships to increase that number.
Got it. So if there's 300,000 available, obviously, there's a lot of room to grow.
Absolutely.
And that's why we're doing the podcast. We want to tell people what's going on because you're right. We have so many holes to fill. I know of so many people looking to fill good jobs. Katie, how's the Auto Care Association promoting the jobs board?
We're using the primary channels of the association. So we have Auto Care eNews, the Auto Care Insider, and the association website. We also disseminate the information to our contacts at the state associations and at the program group, so then they can share it with their members. We're also active on social media. So we're using Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn to get our message out to both our internal audience and our external audience. And our partnership with Babcock's Media has really given us some great exposure. So we have exposure in Counterman, Tomorrow's Technician, and Aftermarket eNews.
Are you using social when it comes to recruiting?
Yes, absolutely. We are.
How?
So we're using Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Primarily Twitter. We're posting at a minimum 6 times a day. We do a combination of job alerts. So we take jobs that are posted on our job board and send those out as a tweet. And we tag them, the hiring company, if they're active on social or if they're active on Twitter. And those go out. Those are just kind of randomly selected every day. We just post the newest ones daily. And then we also post a variety of articles for job seekers to find out tips about interviewing, writing a resume, writing a cover letter, things like that. And then we post directing them directly to the job board to find a new opportunity. And we're also posting on Facebook and LinkedIn primarily about once a day with industry news and job board news.
I want to compliment who's ever doing the social posting. I like some of the images that you're putting out. It has grabbed me and I've stopped and I've looked. So who's the creative genius here?
Thank you. I will take some of the credit for that, but we have some other folks at the office that are helping as well.
So LinkedIn, Courtney, is an important platform to be on if you're looking for work?
Absolutely. You can reach out to your network to see if anyone is hiring, and you can also see people who are your contacts connections once, twice removed. So you can always ask them to introduce you to them. However, I don't want you to get caught up that LinkedIn's only purpose and use is to find a job. I find it strange when employers are blocking the site from employees because they think that job searching is all that they're doing, when LinkedIn actually allows you to easily stay connected with people you meet in the industry as well as read industry news. I follow a ton of thought leaders who post blog articles on particular topics to help me do my job better. I don't keep a Rolodex on my desk. If I meet someone, say, at the Yang networking event, I see them out on LinkedIn and request to make a connection.
I'd love to share a statistic from one of our member companies and job board participants. More than 53% of O'Reilly Auto Parts hires originate from social media.
Wow.
additionally, 73% of 18 to 35-year-olds found their last job via a social media network.
I notice O'Reilly on LinkedIn. They are very, very good at what they do there.
Yeah, they have a great operation there because they're very active on Twitter and LinkedIn, and it's and they're up on the job board. And so it's clear that they're being successful at what they're doing.
I believe you would agree that being a top tech is real hard work. Keeping up is a full-time gig, considering vehicle technology, repair procedures, and diagnostics. It's refreshing to know that Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Guru is there for you. It's been designed by and for technicians, the best in the industry. And did you know there's no other comprehensive program like this anywhere? A big part of the program is the nationwide network of Guru's on-site training and technology centers. There, you can get your hands dirty with the equipment and tools you use every day in real work-related situations. When online is your perfect way to learn, do it with Guru's 24/7 online academy with a huge catalog of training course options. And with the Guru's on-the-go technology fleet, they bring the latest products and demos right to your shop. And this year, you get free stuff from the Garage Rewards Loyalty Program. You earn points towards gear from your favorite Federal Mogul Motor Parts' brands. And what is really great, it costs nothing to join, and you'll start earning points immediately. So head on over to fmgarageGurus.com and learn all about Garage Guru's training, support, and get in on the rewards. There's just not one way to go out and recruit for job opportunities. Like you're saying, it's multifaceted.
Absolutely. And it's changed so much in the last 20 years, even the last 10 years. I mean, dramatic.
Yeah, I mean, 10 years ago, you know, your distributor, your shop, you posted in your newspaper and people went to go pick up a newspaper and then looked into one ads and circled and called and did that thing. That's not the case anymore. And, you know, I think one of the things the industry needs to work on is looking to see, you know, what is relevant, what is current, how is recruitment changing. And, you know, O'Reilly is, you know, just to us, that's like the industry's, you know, best practices. You know, this is what you want to be. This is this. They're doing it. And we hope that others are going to read that recruitment guide and, you know, really learn that you need to be up on that social space. People are scared to do it. People are scared to go up onto social, and it's not something scary, and it doesn't take a lot of resources and time to do it. I mean, you just need to make sure that your information is up there where the job seekers are looking.
Great point, Courtney. Thank you. Want ads. Have you looked at the want ads lately?
No.
I don't think so. Occasionally I look. There's like two pages.
Yeah, and you know, and Carm, the thing is that, you know, you sometimes talk to these companies, you know, that they're reluctant to change, and they're saying, oh, we're finding our local people through the want ads. You know, we're looking and, you know, we're posting in the newspaper, and you can't do that anymore. You know, you gotta be where the people are, and they're going to be looking at, you know, when we're getting big enough here with this job board, they're going to be going to this industry job board to find a job.
So put your crystal ball together and look down the road. 10 years. 10,000 jobs on the job board?
Absolutely. Definitely. We have some big organizations like NAPA and AutoZone, Bridgestone and O'Reilly Auto Parts. I mean, just those four organizations together are thousands and thousands of positions. Like, we're going to get there. And, you know, ideally, we're going to be able to compete with those Monsters and Indeeds. And you're not going to want to go to Monster and Indeed because you're going to get the quality, qualified people on our job board to come and work for you.
Are you doing door-to-door visiting HR vice presidents of big organizations and sitting down with them?
Yes, we have to. We're flying to meet at headquarters because a lot of the times what we're finding is these HR professionals don't really know Auto Care Association, so they don't know our brand. And by going to meet with them one-on-one and showing them what we're working on and showing how big our organization is, and we have the support of our president and CEO, Bill Hanvey, who's also accompanying us on some of these, you know, meetings. And, you know, that makes a huge difference. And it's like, you know, once we talk to them, And they get to really learn who we are. They think that this is amazing. They said this needed to be done a long time ago. We needed to come together as an industry. I need these qualified, quality people to come work for me.
Always great to bring the boss along, huh?
Oh, yeah. Bill's a great supporter of this. He came into this as this was already getting on, getting going. And Kathleen Schmatz was also kind of one of the ones that pushed this along as well. And he's excited that we've gotten so far. So he's riding the wave with us for sure.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, Courtney Mobile. It's big today. More than 50% of people, when they access information, they're accessing from mobile. It's taken over desktop, as I said. How are you guys doing to make your site mobile?
Well, we're fully compatible and understand the job seeker is looking for opportunities standing in line at Starbucks. Doing our research, we found out that half of all millennials are using their mobile phone to job search. So, the job board is completely mobile accessible. You can create an account, you can upload your LinkedIn resume and apply for the position on the website. And then our website also is very scrollable. We have a lot of images, there's less text, it's heavily there's a lot of images. It's very visual because we know that millennials like to look at pictures and they're not really reading the text. So we kept that in mind as we were creating it.
Well, you are staying in tune with what people want to see. That's great. Courtney, are there any special tools on the site that helps both companies and job seekers navigate easily to what they're looking for?
The website has sections such as how to hire a military veteran. It has a resource section for employers, so you can go in there and learn how to best practices when going to school, how to do some grassroots initiative stuff. We give you fact sheets. We give you PowerPoint slides. We give you a resource recruitment guide that you can download for free and learn how to go up onto social network platforms and post your jobs. And then also we have instructions on how to, view our Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, how to follow on that.
I would also chime in on that and say we have all of our scholarship programs are listed on there. So we actually link to GAS and then the AWDA Auto Care Internship Scholarship that we provide, as well as the Women's Sports Scholarship. So any scholarship opportunity is posted on our website for students and job seekers, and then as well as the Career Accelerator talking about the different career paths and opportunities for someone who maybe didn't know about the industry.
Excellent. Thanks a lot.
And let's not forget about not just retention. There's not just recruitment on here. There's also retention. So we talk about the Young Auto Care Network Group, YANG, on here. And if you are just new into the industry and you're kind of just learning your way and learning about how big it is, we give information on how to connect to that group.
Excellent. Excellent. Katie, the videos about jobs in the auto care industry, I love them. Well done. Besides your site, are these videos being promoted through your social media?
Yes, absolutely. We are so proud of those videos, and they were made to be repurposed. So we've sent them out on our Twitter pages or Twitter and Facebook page, but we're also encouraging companies to post them on their website. Like Courtney said, we know the younger generation is attracted to videos, and it's easier to spread our message to that audience via video versus an article or something like that.
I put the industry video on my resources page. I repurposed it for you.
Thank you.
I loved it. I mean, I saw one many years ago, maybe 10, 12 years ago. It was excellent. It may have been Ricky Schrader or some racer. You guys may have seen that a long time ago, but you really did a great, great job of updating it. And I guess the point to our listeners is get to the site. It'll be posted on the show notes page. Be sure you get to that video and even put it on your own company's website. It's a great point. Here's great news. There's a new brake pad on the market that can stop a pickup SUV or CUV up to 50 feet sooner than other leading pads. And on top of that, it lasts up to twice as long as previous designs. Sound too good to be true? Well, Wagner Brake did it. They designed their new Wagner OEX brake pads that stopped up to 50 feet sooner than other leading brake pads. To prove it, they got Link Engineering, pretty much the industry standard on brake performance testing, and they got their proof. But Wagner needed more convincing. they asked 400 top technicians to put Wagner OEX pads to the test, where it matters most, in their shops and on their customers' vehicles. 99% said they saw a noticeable difference in the new brakes, and 95% said they'd likely recommend them to other service professionals for their customers. Now, soon you can get Wagner OEX brake pads in your shop. They'll be available nationwide with coverage for 95% of U.S. pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Get the full story. Learn about the science behind Wagner OEX and check coverage. Go to WagnerBrake.com. So, Katie, there's a 61-page career recruitment guide available on the website, autocarecareers.org, and it's a great document. It's a great document. I mean, I just jumped in it and in preparation for our interview, and I just couldn't stop consuming it, and I realized how valuable it was for everyone in the industry in the job arena. Why did you write it, or who wrote it, and who should be downloading this document?
Great. Well, thank you so much. Again, we are so proud of this document. We know that the industry is changing. People are retiring, and it's time that we reach a new pool of employees. We know that it's challenging to reach the tech-savvy millennial generation, and so this document is filled with how-tos and examples of everything from messaging to digital recruitment tactics, and it's a free resource. We made it for the industry. We're not trying to make a profit on it. We want to help member companies and the whole industry recruit new talent. And so go to our website and download it. It's filled with tons of valuable information. And again, we're so proud of it.
Excellent job. Excellent job. Courtney, if I was looking for a job in the auto care industry, what have you found is the typical way a person starts to look? Do I go on LinkedIn, Facebook, call friends that I know? How do I shop my resume? Obviously, I can shop it with you. Give me an idea of what you've learned and what can our audience know?
You said it, Carm. The first place you're going to go is you're going to go to your network. You're going to talk to your friends in the industry, and you're going to see who's hiring. But I do think that you should certainly add your resume to Auto Care Career Job Board and set up job alerts for specific job titles and locations. And that goes to say, even if you're not even, actively looking for a position, I think it's still a good idea to just be found up on that space.
So set up a job alert. If I was gainfully employed, but say I felt that I wanted to move to Nashville, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I could set up a job alert for Nashville and just hang out and wait.
Hang out and wait and see what comes your way.
Now, can I set up a job alert just for a specific type of job, no matter where it is in the country?
Yes, you can specify by job title, by job category, what you want to look for, and just wait and see what comes in through your inbox.
So give me some advice, Courtney, for a job candidate looking for a job in the aftermarket. Now, that may be a little redundant to everything that you said, but, you know, while people are listening to the podcast and they heard all the great stuff in the beginning, now give us this big close, this big summary.
So you want to create an account on the industry job board, and you're going to upload your resume. Even though you're not actively looking for a position, you still want to post your resume. You never know who wants to hire you and your skill set. Make sure that your LinkedIn profile page is up to date with your work history. This should go without saying, but it is always smart to keep your personal account professional when looking for jobs, because HR specialists are always going to Google you. Employers are looking at you just as closely as you're looking at them.
So what do you know about them, those drunken Facebook pictures that get out there?
You don't get hired.
Thank you for that advice. Everyone who's listening, heed that advice. So important. And I see a lot of that stuff, and I sometimes say, that wasn't good. So, Katie, are you focusing on getting millennials to join this great industry? And you guys mentioned Yang, and it's a great industry, the under 40 group. And how are you going about that using Yang or other areas?
Sure. So our objective for this program has always been to tell our story to the next generation. Our focus is to help our members in the industry recruit the best and brightest talent out there. The industry is aging, and we need to focus on succession planning. We're also focusing on company culture and aligning our industry with the greater good, something that millennials really look for when they're looking for employment. And the auto care industry has a great story to tell, and I think it's time we start telling it.
Do you find the boomers aren't moving to the side?
It depends on who you're talking to. Some people are excited to retire and others aren't. You know, if a company doesn't have a succession plan in place, isn't looking for, you know, in the future, I think those people are going to have a hard time when it's time to hand the keys over to the next generation. I think, you know, those baby boomers need to be proactive, and you need to, it's time to start that succession planning and get those young kids up and coming to work for you. You don't have to hire somebody with aftermarket specific background or education. You know, you can train them. And if you can show a millennial that there is opportunities to grow within a position, you know, better for you.
Great answer. That could be the soundbite for this whole episode, Courtney. That was excellent. Are you out talking? Are you out giving speeches? How are you embracing the industry to grab onto this powerful tool?
We're getting there, Carm. Auto Care Career Concept is new for the industry, and we understand that there's a trust factor here as the program's gaining following. What we're building here is the biggest recruitment effort that the industry has ever seen or been part of. And we need the support of the entire industry. We need partners. We need companies buy into the job board to really create, to really change the needle of our industry recruitment efforts. The bigger the program can get, the more industry will be noticed and known to be a great place to work.
Well, I was going to ask you for a final word, but that was it from you. That was just perfect. Katie, any final words?
I would add that one of our long-term goals is for the industry to be top of mind when some career influencers are talking to students, when they're seeking advice from their professors or college counselors about where to go look for employment. I would love for their answer to be the auto care industry.
Great point. Great point.
That's really, this program is the first step to get us to that point and in front of that audience.
Great point. Well, I can't thank Courtney Hammer, Director of Job and Career Development, and Katie McQuiston, Job and Career Development Coordinator from the auto care industry, to hop on over to the podcast and tell us all about the great job career board.
And Carm, thanks for having us. It was a pleasure to talk about this and to get more exposure so we can get more people to come and use the platform.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Hey, aftermarketers. Thanks so much for joining Courtney Hammer, Katie McQuiston, and me for this overview of the Auto Career Job Board. Hey, this is something you need to get involved with. For additional information on this episode and bios on Courtney Hammer and Katie McQuiston, along with all links to the discussion points on the show, go to the show notes page for episode 132 on Remarkable Results Radio's website. Any questions or comments, email me at carm@remarkableresults.biz or head over to the contact page on the website. You are an important reason I bring you these interviews, so you can profit from the answers found in each episode. So help spread the word via social or email. I'm grateful and thankful for your support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.